Well, it's really a pleasure to welcome John Madden, who most folks know as the director of the Spartan Marching Band, but also is an extraordinary musician in his own right and directs many other ensembles on behalf of the College of Music, I would say award-winning ensemble. So it's really great to have you.
Thank you very much.
What is it that makes, for you, Michigan State home? Because there are many people who have jobs for a long period of time who would never describe their place of work as home.
Well, initially sort of the reaction that sort of floods forward is and I mentioned my own family, my oldest siblings. I remember being a very little kid. We were on a vacation up north, and my oldest sister, Pat, spent her first year at Oakland University, close to home. I'm a Metro Detroit kid, and we left Northern Michigan to come to East Lansing because Pat was coming to Michigan State University. So we were all in the car, and I remember kind of as she had to do whatever maybe it was an AOP or maybe it was a visit to an academic unit. I don't remember. I was a little kid, but just hearing of what Michigan State University was. Because everybody's heard of it, but actually physically walking on the campus and reading the signs and seeing the buildings and getting the sense of the architecture and the community and just, you know, being an elementary school kid, it just sort of swarmed over me. Then, you know, fast forward, all the others come here and then I go here and had the great fortune to come back. I suppose it just all sort of floods together as, you know, the kind of place you want to be. Where else would you want to be? It's always been a very home-like feeling to me. I'll give you one example. I'm the director of the band. There's so many symbolic things that the band, I think, iconically represents for the whole school, but none more than the alma mater, the MSU Shadows. You think about the words in the shadows and the statement, "Beneath the pines we'll gather." So wherever I park my car, which is usually a different spot every day, the path to my office in the music building, I purposely walk underneath pine trees every single day. And I am not being sentimental. This is the God's honest truth, because there's something symbolic about that, which we do. There are pine trees all over our campus, but we gather and it just feels like something that is meaningful to me, and I try to get that message to the students as they have the chance to walk this path for a few years, and, you know. So it's a home for sure. It's a home to so many of us.
So you have a number of students you're accountable for in the Spartan Marching Band, a very large number. You want to talk a bit about the leadership characteristics of a band director of your students as they experience a Spartan Marching Band?
Sure. Well, it's a very important issue for me is that you know, leadership and leading by example is something that comes from the top of every organization, which the two of you do so well and admirably, and we're all appreciative of it. And in my small slice of that, you know, there are 300 students who are in the class, Music 114, Spartan Marching Band, and they represent an amazing, I think, university priority, which is connectivity. They are from every college across the landscape. They're from every major. Most people think there's a ton of music majors in there. They're not. They're maybe 10% music majors. And the leadership piece for me is teaching the lessons of what opportunity you've been given. For example, you wear this uniform and it bears the insignia of the university, Block S and the MSU shield and the athletic Spartan head, and only so many people are privileged to wear that insignia. Mm-hmm. And what comes with it is the responsibility to perform well, to behave well, to represent everybody that came before you. Spartan Marching Band alumni are a really great group, and they started this sort of long green line of of tradition. So before anybody feels like they're going to step out of bounds, let's say behaviorally, I spend a lot of time teaching the lessons of you have a responsibility and we represent a whole that is far greater than just, you know, maybe the reputation of our band. They represent the entire university at large because they get the privilege of jumping on an airplane and going to a bowl game and performing on behalf of, you know, the collective 40-plus thousand student peers, et cetera. So it's just really a high priority for me.
Are there things beyond the band, beyond Spartan Brass, beyond the Spartan Marching Band, that you look at as part of those special key inclusions, I guess, in what makes this university or Spartan Athletics collectively great, that you kind of sit back and just ponder and look at and are amazed?
Several reactions to that. Connected to my view as the director of the Spartan Marching Band, the list of things that I might think of at first are similar to the way I hope people think of the Spartan Marching Band, which is it's one of the university's points of pride. It's a hallmark, let's say. And within the band, there are many hallmarks, like you discussed the kick step, you know, mm-hmm. this crazy entrance that we've been doing for 60-plus years.
And it's really hard.
It is hard to do. The coordination element is you know, welcome 80 new freshmen to the Spartan Marching Band. Now you have to learn how to do this.
Right.
And they look at you bug-eyed.
Yep.
The Spartan Marching Band has this element to it where I think every Michigan State alum takes some ownership of it, whether they were in it or even really attended football games regularly. The music, the traditional music, et cetera. But for me, if you removed the university's founding fathers created this campus for us that we take diligent care of, that path I described from where I park my car to walk into the building, it's the same kind of thing. If there weren't the caretakers and the original design for something to be in bloom every month of the year, and I think it creates the atmosphere for which we learn and work.
Mm-hmm.
And every campus has a different priority there. And ours is one where the campus atmosphere is central to every Michigan State student, staff member, faculty members' experience on campus. I can't imagine taking the same buildings and plopping them down somewhere else, the same people, the same good open door policy that faculty have, et cetera. But you would really miss the experience if it weren't embedded right here in this beautiful East Lansing landscape that the mm-hmm. that the founding fathers made a priority out of.
One of the great traditions that Mark misses because he has to work on a football Saturday is the sort of the same route that the band takes every Saturday. You want to talk about that tradition?
Absolutely. You and I have spent many Saturdays together in that because it's become one of your traditions on game day, which we appreciate. And the president will march with the band. I don't think we march up front. We walk and we wave and we say hi to folks along the path. But you know, Adams.
Does she kickstep along the way?
We haven't gotten there yet. We'll work on that for this fall. Adams Field, newly named, recently named for the late great Walter Adams, formerly Landon Field, used to be the rehearsal space of the Spartan Marching Band. Well, that didn't work out so well, and I think back in the middle '80s they made that change because it was a neighborhood
and it was also noisy for the College of Music.
It was. I remember. Clarinet lessons weren't always so positive when the band was blaring outside the window. That space is a really sacred space. So for how many decades did the band rehearse there? And that, of course, became that was the home of the band to pour out of the music building and form up and march to the stadium. Well, that space is still our warm-up area. And then the march down Kalamazoo Street, past Sparty, and into the driveway of Spartan Stadium. You know, I remember it being a really great thing when I was in the band. You know, the band marches the stadium to the street beat known as the Series, very traditional in its own right. But even in my time as director, I think it's changed dramatically. When I came here in 89, I remember the streets being pretty full. On a given game day, even a popular, you know, even as, you know, a home game, a Michigan game or a Notre Dame game, you know, where we're just packed to the gills. But it's really become a must-do game day experience in East Lansing to be on Kalamazoo Street, because we see the folks 10 deep all the way down. And when our TV friends from ABC or ESPN or whoever come to town, I always try to say, I think you guys should film this. I think you should get your camera crew here and tape this, because if you want to see something unique in college pageantry, mm-hmm. put a camera up on Sparty, put a camera up on the upper deck, and get the bands are sort of, you know, kind of migrating to the stadium and having the game day ritual for a lot of Spartan fans is to wait for the band to come through, and then you can go to your seat. Mm-hmm. So I can't imagine a day where the band ever stops that parade route before a game, whether we're housed in the music building or there's a new music building or other spaces for the band. That's a sacred thing. And there's nothing better in the fall than hearing the first sound of drums start up in the distance, and yeah. the next thing you know, football's around the corner. And you know, I think we all know without that great football tradition, there would be no band. But it's really great to be a partner with them and to be at a place where it's you know, it serves all very well, and we have a great fit. You yep. know, Spartan band traditions and our way of life, I wouldn't change it for anything. It has a belief system. And the students who are in it pass this great tradition down every year in the healthiest way, and I'm really proud of that. I'm really proud that they are marking time during their college career in a place that teaches them so many other life skills. And I think it's one of the great classes on campus, and the diversity of who's in it and the rest. It's just it's a great joy.
If I had a kid who I thought wanted to be in the marching band, what advice would you give me as a parent to get my kid in the Spartan marching band?
Sure. That's a great question. and there are a lot of them out there, too. I'm never worried about the kind of student who's made it through high school and has been a successful student and participant, say, in a good high school band program, because they've already figured out the management of time. Because commitment to a high school band program is very much like commitment to an athletic team. You're or a club that demands time and dedication and preparation. You've already figured that part out. I think everybody would agree that students who are on their way to Michigan State University need to know that we want you to participate in something else besides sleeping and studying and going to class, because there's an abundant number of offerings. And so you need that break. You need that two-hour break in the afternoon to do something physical, to be part of, you know, representing school spirit, let's call it that. But the nitty-gritty of it is the best instrumentalists and performers, auxiliary performers, will make the band through an audition. And how do you start the path to a good and successful audition? You start with your high school band director and you say, please coach me up. I want to go to Michigan State, and I know the band has a great reputation. And help me set a course for, you know, some discipline practice and practicing the right thing, so when I do that audition in early June, I'm successful. And I love it, too, when students email or call or visit and say, I'd like to audition for the band. What would you recommend that I do? And so we just shower them with all the, here are the resources and here are the excerpts, and we'll see you on June 8th or whatever the audition date is.
I think that's part of the, what I would call the Michigan State character, that what happens to be ready for an audition isn't a secret. That if you're an individual that may not be in the very best band program in the state but still want to do this, You can call, you
Absolutely.
Can email, you can have access to music, to things that would, if you work hard.
I'll give you an example. The drum line, the percussion section in the marching band is considered the best of its kind in the whole country. There's no question about it.
Here we go, boys! To the left, to the left!
And it's not an accident. And it recruits a high-level student over and over and over again. And I'm always amazed that they just keep coming out of the woodwork. Like when three great snare drummers leave, boy, are we going to find three snare drummers of this caliber? We're going to find 20 snare drummers of that caliber, and we're going to take the best three. But the accessibility to how to be successful is shown in, we do help sessions on Thursday night, all second semester in Dem Hall. They're high school kids that drive a couple hours away to sort of work out with our drummers. And they stand there in Dem Hall and they drum together and they get, and John Weber, the percussion teacher, creates these help sessions to help these kids get successful. It would be like quarterback camp in the summer. I mean, we want to identify the very best. And we want to help you get ready for it. So I think we help ourselves by just creating this accessibility. And it's just part of what we do.
That was Spartan Marching Band Director John Madden talking with Michigan State University President Luana K. Simon and Spartan's Athletic Director Mark Hollis on MSU Today on WKAR.